You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from The Walking Dead, Pollyanna McIntosh. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I love that you called me mate. You're from Scotland.
I am.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Initially, but you kind of grew up all over, right? So
yeah.
Where do you actually consider yourself from?
I'm definitely Scottish. And because my parents are Scottish, I was born there and I spent like 9 years old to 16 there. So, you know, it's in my blood.
It's in your blood.
It's in my culture. But yeah, we grew up in South America and in Portugal and then I moved to London when I was a kid.
Wow. Why so much travel?
My dad was a massive drug dealer.
Oh, fantastic. Business was booming.
Ha ha, drugs. He worked for Coats & Clark Thread Company and then he managed the blood transfusion service in Scotland. So he was a mixer-upper of things as well.
Wow. Yeah. I imagine you traveling so much at such a young age too, you become worldly, you learn a lot and you must be a lot more mature than your other friends.
Yeah, I think it's a really good way to raise a kid, you know? We had loads of experiences and we saw loads of things that we wouldn't have gotten to see if we were in one place.
I bet. Sure. So let's talk Walking Dead.
Okay.
You used to be the leader of the scavengers.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're known as Anne,
mm-hmm.
right? You were Jadis before, is that correct?
Yes.
Where is your character at for the season?
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but she's been in with kind of the good guys, kind of the Alexandrians, and trying to help Rick's group. And then there's been some mistrust recently, and she's had to get away. And she's been up to her old dodgy tricks, being in touch with a helicopter and looking like she's going to take people. And this episode, which just aired last night in the States, but not in Europe, so I'm going to hold off on telling too much, was a big one for me and a big one for Rick Grimes. And so, yeah, she's just done some pretty interesting things.
She's dodgy. I love that word.
Dodgy. It's a good one, right?
It's a good one. I got to use that
definitely
part.
Definitely does what it says on the tin.
So Anne's one of the few that only exists on the TV show, mm-hmm. not the original comics book. So does that give you sort of the creative freedom to put your own little personal stamp on it?
I think so. And it also means that I don't have a bunch of fans going, well, you don't look like she does in the comic.
Or
you're not doing the right thing. So that's kind of a freedom as well. It's very cool.
Yeah. And there's a lot of headlines, of course, about Andrew Lincoln leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
His last days must have been pretty emotional, right?
Yeah, really emotional and really sweet. And thank God he was ready for it. You know, we'd been planning this for about a year. So he was ready for it, but you're never ready to lose your first man, you know?
Yeah.
We all dressed up as him in the hospital gowns. We all, like hundreds of us, were in hospital gowns around him because his last shot was in that hospital bed. And which doesn't give anything away. And it was really fun. And he gave a great speech. And then he gave his iPod away to one of the crew. And he just said, anyone wants this? Because he's always got music playing when he's like, you know, preparing. He's very into his focus. It's great.
So what can you tell us about the Walking Dead movies that AMC just announced that he's actually going to be in? Do you know anything?
I wish I could tell you more. I'm like, I texted with Scott Gimple this morning and said, seriously, dude, what can I say?
Yeah, right. They're very secretive.
But it seems to make sense that if we're going to go and see what Rick Grimes has going on, that we might go to the place that he might be now.
Mm.
And I might, you know, have something to do with it.
Right. There's going to be like three of them, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. I mean, our fan base is incredible and they just seem hungry for more. So it's really exciting to be a part of it. And also for those who go, oh God, I don't know if I can watch, you know, 8 seasons, 9 seasons of a TV show to catch up. I think for them, it's going to be really cool as well. Because obviously they're going to work as individual pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pollyanna, this is cool. You've also stepped behind the camera for the first time,
directing
this movie, Darlin'.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Tell me about it.
So it's a horror movie. It's a sequel to a film called The Woman That I Was In that Lucky McKee wrote and directed. He co-wrote with Jack Ketchum, who wrote the original novels. And I took the end of that film and brought it to 10 years later and focused on the youngest girl in it. I'm still in it. But I had a great time creating this new world for the characters that people have loved from the first movie.
I love horror movies. Now, when directing a horror movie, how do you, obviously want the element of for it to be scary, but how do you know you're capturing that when you're actually doing it? Do you rely more on the music itself or?
The sound and music is so important. You're
so
absolutely
crucial, right?
But that kind of comes in later in post. So you have to have an idea in your head how the scene needs to go and where the shock needs to be and when you give and when you hold back. And it's just, it's thrilling to do. And of course, blood and gore is important. And those gags are sometimes hard to pull off.
That's right.
For me, it's really when I watch a movie of any description, but especially with horror, I want to be invested in the characters so that I can get really scared with them or get really angry at them.
That's a good point.
I think this film pays off in that department as well. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
I get to do some great gruesome killing too.
Yes. Best kind right there. And this is a fun fact. You were 9 and performed for the Queen?
Yeah, you know, just pop around her house.
remember about that?
Well, I remember that she was wearing gloves, and I remember it was my school. It was a little school, and it was our centenary, so we were 100 years old, so the Queen came to visit us.
Wow.
And it was such a big deal, and I was dressed as Henry VIII. So I had the same Jadis hair, for those who know the show. I had the same Jadis like bob, but like a little page boy cut. And I was wearing curtains that were cut into big pantaloons. And I was dressed as essentially her ancestor, which must be kind of funny. See a little 9-year-old girl dressed as Henry VIII, like, hello, that's mom. Great. And I curtsied and did all the stuff. It was fun.
That's a cool moment right there.
Yeah.
And checking out your social media, I saw your new tattoo, a pair of boxing
gloves
right there. Are you a fighter or?
I'd love to say I'm a fighter. I'm a trainer. I haven't been hit in the face yet. Not on purpose anyway.
And you like boxing trainer.
I really, it's a brilliant guy called Coach Clyde. I call him Tony the Tiger. And
where's it at?
He boxes out of Compton, but we go to a park and we do it in the park together because I really love being outside and we laugh and we spar and he's got me ready like street fighting and boxing. Kickboxing.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's no, I'm a big fan of
me
fight
too.
Myself.
So yeah.
That's how Mario got injured.
That's how I got injured.
Oh God. Well, it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah. I was sparring and that didn't cooperate at the time back there. Nice. What about holiday plans?
And I'm going to introduce her to my new fella in my life. And I'm really excited. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So is it serious with this new fella?
It really is.
If he's going to Australia, it must be.
We just bought a house together.
Oh.
What?
That's next level. All right. Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Great right now.
Thank you.
I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Most underrated Christmas song?
Jingle Bells? No. Oh, Christmas Tree.
Okay.
How lovely are your branches?
Yeah. Sounds great when you say it.
We should do a rap song. You know? Oh, Christmas Tree.
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Definitely those yams that you guys do. I am so down for that ridiculous mix of marshmallows and yams.
Yeah. Celebrity crush growing up?
Johnny Depp, not so much now.
Most memorable Christmas gift you ever got?
Oh, it's too embarrassing to tell. No, you know what? Actually, this is true. Care Bear. I got a blue Care Bear and I doted on that little boy.
Yes, those, I remember those.
I loved him so much.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh God, I have one and it's coming away from me. I just recently saw A Christmas Story though and I thought that was wicked. I really loved that.
I just saw a Christmas story.
It's not something we grew up with, to be honest.
It's not part of
like the British, you know, lexicon of like, a classic Christmas things. It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh funny, my God.
Right?
Great acting and kind of dark and like really goes there.
We have multiple TV channels here in the States that will play it for 24 hours in a row, just back to back.
I don't know if it's that good, 24 hours.
No, but they do. They
I know.
Play
anything
I know.
That
and
good.
I've probably seen it a billion times. I still watch it.
It's shoot brilliant. Your eye out. Watch The Walking Dead Sundays on AMC. You can follow her on Instagram at Pollyanna McIntosh. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
On with Mario Lopez.